Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And now let's get the sports news. Here's Des.
Yes, Sonia. Well, the Irish women's soccer team is in France for the opening game of the European Championship qualifiers tomorrow. It's a pretty daunting challenge for Ireland. Sweden and England are also in the group. Tony O'Donoghue has been talking to the Irish goalkeeper, Courtney Brosnan, about the challenge they face.
Yeah, I think, listen, we obviously know the quality of these three teams. They're ranked extremely high. We've played France and Sweden before recently, so I think we know it's going to be a big test, but this is where we want to be. Obviously, we've been wanting to, since the World Cup, continue to show our ambitions to qualify for the Euros and obviously continue to push forward. And you have to play against the best, so it'll be a good challenge for us.
When you assessed your own form recently, obviously we had the World Cup, we've had the games since, you continue to improve, it seems. I mean, you know, Courtney Brosnan is playing at the peak of her powers, people might say now.
Yeah, I'm very happy, obviously, with the progress I've made in the national team, obviously at club as well. I think I come into every camp and every game just wanting to do my best for the team, and whatever that role is, try to do my best to fulfill that. So I'll continue to keep working hard and, yeah, put my best foot forward to help us to get results.
Of course, it's a defensive unit, not just a goalkeeper, and there have been changes in front of you. How difficult is that from a keeper's point of view?
Listen, I think we have a great group of girls, the whole group, but especially the defenders, in my opinion. I think we're really adaptable. That's something Eileen's talked about a lot, how we need to adapt to different challenges on the pitch, off the pitch. So I think, yeah, that's something that comes with football. There's always going to be injuries or changes, different people playing, and you have a relationship and you're able to talk through things with everyone. So I think that's something we've been quite good at.
No, that's Courtney Brosnan. Elsewhere, Arsenal have gone top of the Premier League again. They beat Luton Town 2-0 last night. Martin Odegaard got the first goal, and then an own goal by Hashioka saw Arsenal go 1 point clear of Liverpool and Manchester City. Arsenal are on 68 points, Liverpool and Manchester City on 67. Manchester City last night beat Villa 4-1. Phil Foden was the star for City. He scored a hat-trick, his second of the season. Evan Ferguson, an absentee, as Brighton drew 0-0 at Brentford in the other game. Well, tonight Liverpool can regain their place at the top of the table. They can go 2 points clear when they host bottom club Sheffield United. The other game sees Chelsea take on Manchester United at Old Trafford. Finn Harps have announced that tomorrow's match against UCD will kick off at the earlier time of 5 o'clock, following the failure of a floodlight system at Finn Park to pass a test last night. They're having problems with that system. In Gaelic games, the disappointment for the Leitrim senior footballers in Croke Park last weekend was forgotten about when the county got a huge boost last night. Their under 20 side beat Mayo in the Connacht Championship for the first time in 26 years. Leitrim won by 3-12 to 16 points. Paul Honeyman scored 10 points. Leitrim now play Sligo next week. Sligo were beaten last night by Galway in an exciting game. That finished Galway 2-16, Sligo 2-12. In Ulster, Derry hung on to beat Monaghan by 2 points, 1-11 to 2-6, and Down were comfortable winners over Antrim. In golf, Rory McIlroy heads the chase for the Texas Open today, the last tournament before next week's eagerly awaited Masters at Augusta. Seamus Power and Padraig Harrington are also in action there. And finally, in racing, we have two meetings this afternoon at Naas in Clonmel. Clonmel undergoing a test right now. We'll bring you news of that later in the programme.
All right, Des, thank you very much.